This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You can't trade Mikal Bridges, the only thing worth a damn on this roster, to the goddamn Knicks. You can't do it.
Knicks by one, 91-90. Celtics not using the timeout. Tatum across midcourt with 10. Top of the key with 8. Defended by Robinson with 7. Right wing 3. Crossover. Foul line with 4. Left block. Step back. Stolen by Bridges. Bridges chucks it down court. They've done it again. They've done it again. The New York Knicks take both in Boston and a 2-0 lead heading back to the Mecca.
Evan Roberts. Tiki Barber. It's Evan and Tiki on WFAN, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Way too many times we will say, I'm really shocked by this. I'm really shocked by that. But on this Thursday, in a beautiful month of May, we all have to admit, what we witnessed last night up in Boston is shocking.
Was it, though?
Yes.
Didn't we just see this a couple nights ago?
That's what makes it shocking!
That's a good point.
Like, I'll give you a cross-sports analogy involving other teams. When the Yankees came back in Game 5 of the World Series against the Diamondbacks in 0-1 on a game-tying home run by Scott Prochus, What made it stunning wasn't a game-tying home run, is that it was deja vu and it happened again. When Eli Manning and the New York Football Giants beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl after the 2011 season, it wasn't necessarily stunning, Teak, that the Giants beat the Patriots. It was that they did it again! And last night in Boston, Nick fans, this is your day. Knicks fans, the Celtics shot 25% from three again. You guys are down by 20 late third quarter again. Mikal Bridges is making all-world defensive plays to win you a game again. Like, what is stunning is not necessarily 2-0, though that's stunning in its own right. They did it again. We sat here yesterday analyzing all the different things that could happen. Did any of us think the New York Knicks would overcome the Boston Celtics in almost the exact same way again?
No, but the fact that it happened a couple of nights ago, should we be surprised?
Yes!
Why? Because this is who the Knicks are. This is what, they don't quit. They don't, I mean, other than the regular season games, I'm trying to think of any last year in the postseason. Was there blowouts? Like the only one I can remember was
Game seven against
the Pacers, where, I mean, literally everybody was hurt. And so who cares what happened to that one? You got to throw that one out as an outlier. But this is who the Knicks are. This is what their mentality is. It's what their DNA is. Whether it's Mitch, whether it's Jalen Brunson or Mikal Bridges, they don't quit. And I think we talked about this a couple weeks ago. This is their identity in a sense. It's not one of those profound things that you're going to say 20 years from now, oh, this team had this grit about them. That's why they won. Oh, they had this clutch player. They had this. That's why they won. They just don't quit, right? They don't lay down the sword. And so we saw it in game one. We saw it in game two. I'm actually not surprised by it because we just saw it. I mean, the thing that surprised me most is that this Knicks team is undefeated on the road.
Incredible.
Postseason.
Incredible.
I mean, it doesn't. They're kind of average at home.
Yeah.
Where they should be elite. But on the road, they just stick together and they don't quit.
Yeah, I think when you take it apart individually, there are things in which you say, oh, I expected that. Like, I'll give you an example. When Karl Anthony Towns had the putback and the foul with 2.5 minutes to go to make it a one-point game, I think most people sat there, I certainly did, and said, it's a close game late. I trust Jalen Brunson.
Right, which is one of the things that you said they had to do.
Absolutely. Keep the game close. And I actually, and I think everybody in this city, and probably everybody up in Boston, trust Jalen Brunson more than you trust Jason Tatum, no, especially the way this series has gone. So, yeah, I think the Knicks pulling out a close game late is not the stunning part. It's everything that went into it. Like, they were down by 20 late third quarter. And aren't you thinking, all right, we got our split in Boston. It is what it is. We had a chance in this game. The Celtics kind of left it open for us. But what are you going to do? And instead, what we witnessed last night, which is why I do think it's overstated when we say this is shocking.
Yeah.
This is stunning. Like the Yankees coming back last night against the Padres. That's not stunning. That's baseball.
Trent Grisham's got to play every day.
He does, and he's got a sexy mustache.
Yeah,
like
does.
That stuff is, it shouldn't stun you.
No.
What happened last night and what's happened over the first two games of this series on a whole cornucopia of levels, which we will get to, is absolutely stunning. They're down by 20 in the second half to the Boston Celtics, the reigning and defending NBA champions, and they came back both times. Mikal Bridges. And look, I'm over my issues. I'm going to be an IBO when I talk about this now. I'm done. I'm going to let the past be the past.
So you're finally done with the hate on Mikal Bridges, the subtle jabs, the obvious trolls. The picks and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And who the hell gives a crap?
I'm over.
I think he's got all the picks back after last night. Who cares? We're not going half and half pieces or half picks any longer. This is over.
You're right.
It's over.
It's over. And I commend Tommy because all on his own, he decided to go back and play that clip to open the show. And you know what? When I was driving home from Citi Field that night, I didn't envision this. And what this is Mikal Bridges doing nothing offensively for the first three quarters, but making how many big shots in the fourth quarter? Mikal Bridges, and this is not a surprise because he's done it a lot this season, making not just a defensive play, but the key defensive play. Mikal Bridges is part of why they were able to pull off this comeback. That's not necessarily the stunning part. It's everything that makes it stunning. This team is down 20 in the third quarter, and it's like, all right, time to come back. And what they did to the Celtics, because here's going to be the argument now for the next 2 days. You're going to hear some Celtic fans or some in the national media say, the Boston Celtics choked, which is partially true.
I mean, in some ways they did.
I agree. It's partially true.
If you're up 20 in the third quarter and you lose, I don't care if it's a regular season game that means nothing. That's choking.
Absolutely. And I'll give
to
you
to do it in the playoffs I don't know. It's egregious choking.
And since the Celtics built a 20-point lead with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter, they were 5-for-28 from the field, which is shooting at 17%. They were 2-for-14 from three, and they committed 6 turnovers. So, yes,
right.
They choked. But the other thing, and I think that you can obviously see this on the final possession, and you can see it a lot if you rewatch the fourth quarter, is some of it was stingy-ass Knick defense.
True, but a lot of it wasn't. There was a lot of missed open shots.
Sure. Jason Tatum had a wide-open corner, 3-up-7 with 3.5 minutes to go. Absolutely. But you know what the good news is for the Knick fan today?
What's that?
It doesn't matter. Whether it's a Celtic choke or it's OG and Mikal being worth every freaking dime, those are fun debates, but at the end of the day, here's the only thing that matters. 2-0. That's it.
Right.
2-0 in a series in which every single person not named Tommy Lugauer, that's right, I'll defend your honor, I'll put you over, every single person besides Tommy Lugauer didn't think they had a shot in.
Well,
and now it's 2-0 orange and blue.
Well, it's impossible to have gone into this series saying that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Knicks are the better team. It's impossible. Now, you could say circumstances will lead the Knicks to win a game or two in this series, hence why I said the Celtics in six.
You still have a chance at that, by the way.
I mean, good. You never know. But there is not a reasonable, I don't care if you're an Uber fan or probably if you're an Uber fan of the Knicks, you're blind, you don't care, you look through it, you say no matter what, the Knicks are going to win this series because I believe in whatever, right? But any independent basketball observer, any IBO, any fan of any other team looks at this series and says the Boston Celtics are the superior team. They are the defending champs, and they're basically the same team. They are going to win this series, even if it gets ugly at points. Mm-hmm. And so we can reshape our mindset and our history now that they're up 2-0, but nobody coming into this series was saying the Knicks are going to win this, and they have a great chance of going to the Eastern Conference Finals.
So I apologize, Tommy. Tiki Barber gives you no respect for your Knicks and Sixth prediction.
I give you Uber fan respect, right? Because that's what the Uber fan does. You believe against all odds that you have a chance. And congratulations, Tommy. You're halfway right.
Thank you. I also guaranteed it, so I put my reputation for whatever that's worth on the line. Can I make a show decision here?
Go ahead.
After my Knicks are up 2-0?
You already want to make show decisions?
I sure do.
All right.
Going forward, yes. We will not refer to them as the Boston Celtics. They will be known on this show going forward as the Boston Chuckers. You cannot refer to them as the Celtics. They are the Boston Chuckers. Keep chucking, Boston. See where that gets you.
Well,
I mean, it fits.
It fits. Who knows if they start falling at Madison Square Garden, it may go somewhere else. But don't worry about that yet. What matters right now is what the Knicks have accomplished over the last 72 hours is historic. No team has ever pulled off back-to-back 20-plus point road comebacks. No one's done it. And the Knicks just did it in back-to-back games in Boston. And they did it for a myriad of reasons. They did it because Jalen Brunson was king in the final few minutes. Mm-hmm. They did it because Mikal Bridges locked down defensively and also woke up offensively, making his first field goal in the fourth quarter of this game. And they won it because, I can't believe I'm saying this, Tom Thibodeau outcoached Joe Mazzulla. And they did it because the New York Knicks, despite all the talk this season that it's not the same as last year, they don't have the same heart as last year, they don't have the same chemistry as last year, clearly, we were wrong about that.
Yeah.
I mean, anyone who said that And it's okay to be wrong because, like I always say, you'd rather be happy and wrong than right and miserable. But this team has shown us over these two games, and really you can go back to game six against Detroit as well and kind of rope that in here, that they do have that heart.
Right.
And the difference between last year's Knicks and this year's Knicks is while they have the same heart, they got a lot more talent. Well, They're dudes!
They also have health, and I think most importantly, they have Mitchell Robinson. And when you look at the plus-minus, this stupid stat, plus-minus, what does that even mean? Like, is it relative? You know, when is he on the court versus when is he not? Who's he on the court against? But you look at the plus-minuses in this game, and his is ridiculously high relative to everybody on both sides of the court, offense and defense for the Boston Celtics and for the New York Nets. At plus 19, I heard this earlier today, and it's so right. Mitchell Robinson, for as bad as a free throw shooter as he is, as average of a scorer as he is, this dude is the identity of what the Knicks needed. And we talked a little bit about this yesterday. You need someone to wash the glass. You need someone to just be a presence. This dude is that. Now, did he help catalyze other guys? Did Karl-Anthony Towns crash the boards in a more aggressive way because of all the talk about the bigs? Maybe. But Mitchell Robinson was the reason that this Knicks team feels like they actually have a chance in this series.
Mitchell Robinson has been such a difference. I remember when the Knicks were losing these regular season games to better teams, mm-hmm. one of the talk from few Knicks fans was, hey, when Mitch is back, it'll be different. And I thought for a while it was over the top. Yeah, they'd be better with Mitch back, but how much better can they truly be? This series has shown you what difference it can be. And here's the other thing it showed you. It showed you the respect that Joe Mazzulla has for Mitchell Robinson. So yesterday on the program, I'd say around 4 o'clock, you could always go back to the Evan and Tiki podcast, we did a deep dive on Hack'em Mitch.
Mm-hmm.
And what we discovered when you go through the deep dive is they were not hacking Mitchell Robinson to send him to the free throw line.
Right. This wasn't a points thing.
No. It actually, the more you think about it, had nothing to do with points. It had nothing to do with free throw shooting. It had everything to do with Joe Mazzulla making a decision, which is, I want him out of the game.
Right.
And so what we saw middle fourth quarter, actually it was late fourth quarter, we saw the Celtics intentionally fouling Mitchell Robinson.
Yeah.
Remember this?
Yeah, absolutely we did.
The Knicks were not in the bonus, but they were giving fouls away anyway. Why were they doing that? Because Joe Mazzulla was telling Tom Thibodeau, I can't deal with the double big lineup. Please take him out of the game. And Tom Thibodeau obliged. He took him out of the game and all the while picked up 2 extra personal fouls. Hello, how'd the game end? With the Celtics not having a foul to give and Jalen Brunson hitting free throws.
That's a good
and
point.
The Knicks had a confidence and Thibodeau had a confidence of, you know what? I'll give you what you want. I'll take Mitch out of this game. That's fine. We'll beat you a different way. And then, oh, by the way, final few possessions, we'll switch him in for defense when you can't even do this anyway.
Yeah, and you're screwed. So it's interesting, though, that we talk about this in regards of how Joe Mazzulla is trying to get Mitch out of the game. But think about if you're a Boston Celtic player right now.
Yes.
And your coach's philosophy is, that guy's too good for us. We got to get him out of the game. Think about how emasculating that is. I'm serious to your team. Mitchell Robinson, who's not, he's not an all-star. He barely has played the last couple of years. And you're going into the second round of the NBA playoffs saying, that guy scares us, man.
Yeah.
We got to get him out of the game.
We got to get him out, yeah.
Dude, you got to feel like a little bitch from the ancient coach telling you. I mean, seriously, think about that. Because I know this from being a professional athlete. It doesn't matter how much bigger, stronger, fat, whatever the opponent is, you believe you can beat him. You believe, give me a shot, I bet I can take him on. Even if he kicks your butt, it doesn't matter. Give me a shot, I can take him on. They are making their own team, talking about the Celtics now, making their own team feel like they're not good enough against the guy who has barely played in the NBA in the last couple of years. That is, when I really think about it, it's an embarrassing basketball like mindset. Just go beat them.
But guess what?
You're better than them. Go beat them. I'm talking from a Celtics standpoint.
Yeah, absolutely.
And what you're getting told is, like, yeah, we're better, but that guy, I'm scared of him. Like, that, how weak is that?
Let's go to the final possession of the game. Jalen Brunson makes the 2 free throws, which no one had any doubt he was going to make.
King of New York.
Well, clearly the King of New York. I don't even think it's worth talking about anymore.
Right. Oh, it's always worth talking about.
The King of New York.
No, you got to... dunk the football. Or slam dunk the basketball.
Okay, fair enough.
Did Judge go yard yesterday?
Did who go yard?
Judge.
Who cares?
No, the real king of New York, Trent Grisham.
Right. That's right.
2 days ago he did.
So Jalen Brunson steps up to the free throw line down by a point in the closing seconds of this game. Not easy to make those free throws, by the way. And he makes both of them without an issue. Joe Mazzulla says, I'm not going to use a timeout. By the way, you want to know why he chose not to use a timeout? Similar to the Mitchell Robinson thing. He didn't want to allow Deuce McBride to come back into this game.
Yeah.
That's why he did. At least my opinion.
Yep.
He was like, I know what Thibs is going to do if I call a timeout. He's going to substitute him in, right? So instead, they play it through.
Yeah, and the problem is by playing it through, anybody watching that game, anybody in the TD Garden, anybody who knows anything about basketball or the Celtics knew exactly what was going to happen.
Yes.
They almost made it easy for the Knicks.
And who, and this is that, let's not take a shot at Mikal because Mikal put the finishing touches on it.
Right.
Who started that awesome defensive stand against Jason Tatum?
That would be the one thing I do know about basketball. When a guy's coming up the court, cut off the lane.
Mm.
And that's exactly what Mitch did.
Mitchell, Big Mitch
shut
Robinson.
Down.
And so when you go back to don't be a little bitch,
right.
Joe Mazzulla knew the impact Mitch was having defensively and on that final possession. And think about the position that Jason Tatum was in, who's been god-awful in this series. And he is the ire of chance when the Celtics come to the Garden. I got a few ideas. We'll get to that later. Jason Tatum got caught in the Bermuda Triangle of Nick Dogness, Mitchell Robinson,
I like that.
OG Anunoby, and yes, I got nothing but respect for Mikal Bridges, who put the final touches on it. The ball is in the hands of Jason Tatum, an NBA champion, in his own building, down by a point. And the Knick defense stifled him so badly, he didn't get a shot off.
Mm-hmm.
And that all adds up to, in my opinion, one of the most stunning 45 minutes you'll ever see. From down 20, again, to being up 2-0.
Yeah, the most clutch player in this series is still Jalen Brunson.
And it's not particularly close.
Right.
We will get to your phone calls coming up. This is a good day to be a New York Knicks fan. It's not a good day to be in the coalition. 888-808-1019. We've put a lot of guys over to start the show, but we'll go through a sequence that changed everything that's not getting enough attention. That's coming up. Plus, the New York Knicks are two wins away from a place they've never been. How do they seal the deal? We got a lot to talk about over the next 4.5 hours, and we'll do it with you at 888-808-1019. All right, give me a chance to geek out for 1 second over this Knicks victory. Basketball features many, many possessions. And a lot of those possessions get forgotten about, right? Because it's a long-ass game. In fact, you'll hear the common belief, oh, just turn a basketball game on for the final 2 minutes. And I hate that phrase. It bothers me. Because while sure, you can watch the last 2 minutes and see the exciting conclusion, there's a lot that goes into a 48-minute game. So I want to take you back to three little moments that help this Knicks comeback. And if this doesn't happen, we're talking 1-1. We're not talking 2-0 Knicks. They're down by 20 with 2 minutes to go.
Mm-hmm.
Deuce McBride and Josh Hart led an 8-0 run within about 45 seconds of each other to cut it to 12. Deuce had a layup. Josh Hart hit a three, hit a bunch of threes in this game. And then McBride backed it up with a three of his own. Instantly takes a 20-point game down to 12. Fast forward to the fourth quarter. They're back down by 16 with 8.5 minutes to go. 16 right. With 8.5 minutes to go. And Mitchell Robinson had an offensive rebound and a putback. And then Mikal Bridges made three consecutive shots. A mid-range jumper, which he is very special at, a layup at the basket, and a corner three. And all of a sudden, a game that was at 16 has gone all the way down to 8.
Right.
And those little things set up this game being close late and allowing Jalen Brunson to do his kingly things in the final few minutes. So major props to Deuce, who made big plays in this game, and especially Josh Hart.
Yeah,
Josh Hart is the underrated hero in this game because, look, at the end of the day, Josh Hart was their leading scorer. It's just easy to forget
right,
about.
23 points, and you're not used to seeing it from him because of the confidence or the lack of confidence a lot of people believe that he plays with these days. So even if he has an open jumper, because, look, the Celtics and other teams, they just leave him. right? Sometimes you just leave them. But you said this yesterday, and you're so right. Just shoot. Just take the shot. Even if you're missing them, you can't afford to be an offensive liability so that everybody else who they want to double can get easily doubled because they don't think you want to shoot. This is the best thing that could happen for the Knicks is Josh Hart having this kind of game because this is the Josh Hart that we saw last year, right, in the playoffs against, in particular, against the 76ers when he gets the ball at the top of the, you know, at the top of the three-point line. I mean, he hesitates for a second, but he really didn't think about it and drilled it. And so if he can be this player, then it makes it so much more difficult to guard everybody else on this Knicks offense.
888-808-1019. We'll check in on our three-pointer prediction from yesterday. And also, what are Celtic fans saying now down 0-2? They were very confident down 0-1. Are they still confident? Now, let's get to your phone calls. Devin is up in Boston and was in the building for Game 1 and 2. Devin, how you doing?
I'm doing great today. How are you guys doing?
Good, man.
All right, so I just want to give my perspective. I was in the building for Game 1 and 2, and I think you guys kind of touched on it. So Game 1, they put a kind of infographic on the board, kind of trolling the Knicks, saying, are we really doing this again? And it's different here. I think what's the biggest difference is this is a different team, and you know, there was really no respect from the fans or, I think, the Celtics in terms of this series. Walking out of, you know, Game 1 was absolutely stunning. Walking out of Game 2 was even more stunning for the reasons that you mentioned because they did it again. And so my thought is now maybe this is not a fluke. This team is the truth. As bad as the Celtics have shot, you have to give credit to our defense. OG and Bridges on the wings have been not locked down, but they have impacted the game when maybe they haven't from an offensive perspective. Carl Anthony Towns came to play yesterday. He carried the team in the first quarter. The guy was on fire. He had 18 points. Probably could have gone for way more, but is what it is. And then Josh Hart also carried the team. I told my wife before the game, if Josh Hart is our leading scorer, this team is in trouble, and it doesn't really look good for us to win the game. I have to eat humble pie there because the Josh Hart that we saw was different yesterday. He did everything. The guy was the heart and soul of the team, along with Mitchell Robinson, and we got bench play. So I think if you factor all of those things together, I'm sitting here honestly stunned. I was texting, or friends were texting me, who are Celtics fans. I've lived up here for the last 13 years, talking a lot of smack. And at 8:30, I texted them going, you know what? I'm happy with a split. I'm shocked we won Game 1, and I'm happy with a split. And then as the game went on, and Evan, you just talked about the two runs that were sort of underappreciated in terms of Hart and McBride bringing it back to 12. And then all of a sudden, you felt the tension in the building rise.
Yes, yes.
It kept rising. And then you had to think, okay, Captain Clutch is going to do it again when it comes down to it. And then Bridges, all of a sudden, there's this magic switch in that guy's head when it's crunch time. All of a sudden, he 14 points, they all came in the fourth quarter. Yeah. It was unbelievable. There were not a lot of Knicks fans in the building, but man, was everyone pumped up and loud. And a couple, two more things before I jump off. It was silent walking out of there. There was no smack that needed to be talked. The Celtics fans were doing it themselves. They're now doubting this team.
Yeah.
They're doubting Jalen Brunson. Excuse me, not Brunson.
Jason Tatum.
Brown and Tatum. And they're literally like, this team is dumb. They have no heart. You have to respect the Knicks. They play hard.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say. Yeah. If the Celtics fans are saying it themselves, the city is defeated. I live up in Boston. I'm wearing my Nick gear around the city with so much pride.
Nice.
I love it. I can't wait to see the rest of the run. And there is one garden, and I hope the fans show up and show them why on Saturday and Monday. That's all I got to say,
Thank
guys.
Thank you, Devin. Hell of a phone call from a guy who lives in Boston, was in the building for the first two games.
And now is rocking his Knicks gear all over Boston.
Damn right. Feet on the ground for those first two games. You could notice, and I always joke about this as an anti-Knick thing, like when things are bad for the New York Knicks, the garden groan is what you hear, that garden groan. And what I got over the TV last night was the Boston garden groan early on when they were missing threes. It's almost like the story of all the missed threes from Game 1 also got in the fans' heads because they were groaning at every attempt. And to put up another 25% performance from three, in which, look, if we want to be fair about this, yes, some of them were contested. Some of them involve great defense by excellent wings like OG Anunoby and Mikal Bridges, but there were also wide open misses.
Yeah, tons of wide open misses. And the other thing, I mean, forget the 3-point shooting for now, but they also only shot 36% from the field
yes.
in general. I mean, they were just bad. And it was almost like they weren't dialed in to this moment. And after game one, I would have said that they just don't respect the Knicks is what I said. They don't respect the Knicks. So they're going to jack up 3-pointers up 20 because they believe that it doesn't matter. We're better than this team. We're going to beat them no matter what we do. In this game, it's almost like it's not the lack of respect. It's like they've lost their confidence.
Oh, the confidence is taking a hit.
You can feel it.
In a weird way, and this is why this series is not over. And I don't think any Knicks fan is suggesting that it is. Mm-hmm. Certainly your confidence is higher. It should be. But this series is not over. One of the things that may benefit the Boston Celtics is not being in Boston.
No, you're right.
Because there isn't going to be a groan when Jason Tatum misses a wide-open three at Madison Square Garden. There'll just be a cheer. Just an excited, yay, Mitch got the rebound. But I'm telling you, you could sense it through the TV. And clearly, Devin heard it in the building. That was a groaning crowd last night.
Right.
Even up 20, because there was almost this feeling of, it should be more.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're up 20, but it should be more. And so you got that sense last night. And the Knicks took advantage of it. That's the thing you got to remember. Like, the Celtics may have missed a million threes. The Knicks still needed to execute to win this game. And at the end of the day, all that matters is you put two in the win column.
That's right.
That's the only thing that matters.
Right. Now you got the easier task, even though I don't know if that's necessarily easier, of coming home. Just come home. Win at home.
Well,
that's all you got to do.
Unfortunately, that's been difficult
win
so
at
far.
Home.
Let's go to Alex in New Jersey. What's up, Alex?
Evan and Tiki. It never felt so good to be so wrong.
I think a lot of people feel that way.
Oh, my goodness. I was even saying, you got to take Josh Hart out of the game. And he was one of the best players on the court that game. Listen, in the spirit of being wrong, the Knicks are going to get blown out by 30 in Madison Square Garden.
Stop.
No. In the theory of being wrong, he's trying to go with the reverse jinx. I got that last night from one of our coworkers. I'm not going to say their name because they could say it themselves if they want to own it. But I received a text message right around halftime saying Mikal Bridges is not worth any of those draft picks.
Sauerkraut!
Stop it.
It was
no chance.
It was
He's
not.
Worth every single one of them.
Let me just say for the record.
We've put it to bed already.
I get
did that.
That
in the first 10 seconds of the show.
It was not. No, this was before he put together his fourth quarter performance.
Oh, got it.
So think about it. Knicks are down by 20. Bridges is basically scoreless. It was not Salakata.
I was wrong.
It wasn't PT either. You saw it.
Get me out of here.
It wasn't Gio either. It was a guy who works behind the scenes. I'm not going to put him on blast.
Rosie?
I'm not doing this.
It was Rosie.
I'm not doing
just
this.
Just put a name on it. Just rat him out.
All right.
Give him the pub.
A guy who does some overnights here at WFN, does a great job in digital. His name is Anthony Gallo. Anthony Gallo, fine worker here at WFN. Big Knick fan.
Oh, be quiet,
texted
Gallo.
Me
worry
at halftime.
About Man City.
And I love, of all the people he's going to text this to, he texts it to me. Like, what do you want me to say? Like, you're coming to me to tell me? Yeah, he's not worth any of those picks.
And that's putting it in the wrong hands because you are not a friend here to the Knicks fan. You gather that type of information, and then you out the guy on the air.
You guys asked
you
me to
You said his
out
name.
Him.
You put him on blast. You could have just said a guy that works behind the scenes here. You put a name
I
on
I said that, and then you started playing sounds of Sal and BT and Gio, and I want to make sure their names were cleared. And so you forced me to do it. You twisted my arm. Let's go to Greg in Tinton Falls. How are you, Greg?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
I
was just calling about the new Pope that was just announced. Not only is he American, but quick Google search, he's also a Villanova grad.
I know.
I was just curious if you guys see if there's a higher power here or if he's possibly a Knicks fan.
What are we saying? God's on the Knicks side now?
I mean, it feels that way. It does count. When you come back from 20-point deficits and Jason Tatum was missing open threes, maybe.
Yes, but this happened before Pope Leo the 14th.
What do you mean? Oh, the result?
Yeah.
That's true. But the Knicks still need 10 more wins to win an NBA championship. And I'll tell you something else about this Pope, because I've done some research on him. Pope Leo is his name. What's his real name?
Robert Francis
something.
Prevost.
You know where
he's... Yeah, Pope Bob wasn't going to stick.
Do you know where he's from?
Yes. Chicago.
He's from Chicago. Do you know who went to high school in the great state of Illinois near Chicago? You guys may not even be aware of this. In fact, I wasn't aware of it until I did a sports talk radio spot earlier this morning. And the hosts told me this, and then I looked it up, and I'm like, damn it, I had no idea. Do you know who went to high school near the city of Chicago?
No, tell me.
Much like the new Pope.
Who?
They also both went to Villanova. The king of New York himself, Jalen Brunson. Can you believe that?
We now have divine intervention. Even the coalition can't match divine intervention.
I can't deny it. Between the Pope being a Villanova grad and the Pope. See, everyone's talking about the Villanova stuff. That's obvious. But let's go deeper. He grew up in Chicago.
I know.
And Jalen went to high school, basically, in Chicago.
Yeah, but...
Oh, my God.
Isn't he likely...
No, I'm sorry. No, I didn't. Shouldn't have mentioned the Lord's name, but oh, my goodness.
Isn't he likely a Bulls fan, then?
Has nothing to do with it. It's the similarities that he faces with the Knicks.
Okay, until the Bulls become the greatest team in the NBA again.
Oh, crap. You know what this means? Tiki's right. The Bulls are winning the lottery on Monday.
That's what it means.
They have a 1% shot. They're going to win the damn lottery. Let's go to Alan Parsippany. How are you, Al?
Hey, Teak, Evan, how are you guys?
All's good, Al.
Good.
Good. Lifelong Knicks fan here. I'm shocked at what I'm seeing. I'm enjoying every second of it. But one thing about going into game three, and I think the guys on TNT hit on it last night, but I was thinking it the whole time, like as soon as they won, is the Knicks need to come out with their hair on fire game three. Like they need to treat that game as if they're down 0-2. Because there is 100% doubt creeping into the Celtics players' minds right now. You got to keep your foot on their neck and just keep it going. Because if they lose game three, all of a sudden, okay, then doubt creeps into the Knicks. And then if they win game four, you flip the home court advantage back. And then, you know, this is defending champs. So game three is very, very important.
Al, I think
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
That matters from a fan standpoint. I don't see this Knicks team being flustered by anything.
Oh, the Knicks will not be flustered. No,
no matter the circumstances.
I think it's more killing the Celtics.
I think you're right. I think if the Knicks even go, if they lose three in a row, they go down 2-3-2. I still feel like this Knick team is not going to be bothered by it. They're just going to go play their game and do what they do and never quit. And if that leads them to winning, in early in this game, great. But I don't think they need to go be physical and blitz them early in game three, because we all know that they're a fourth quarter team. At least they've proven to be that.
I think a lot of his point, which I agree with, I would also say that 5 minutes after you win a game two, it's probably not healthy to start immediately thinking about game three.
Yeah.
Like even today for the Knick fan, you have today, you have tomorrow, you have Saturday morning. They're not playing again until Saturday afternoon. Like there is a period of time where you could take a break from worrying about the next game.
Yeah, but it's hard to
say,
do
that. Hey, we're up 2-0.
But the reason it's hard to do that is because 2-0 is nothing.
No, I totally get that.
It means absolutely nothing.
I know this series is not over.
They still lose in six.
100%. And I think most Knick fans know that. Like, I don't think there's anybody coming on the radio today or anybody calling up this station saying the series is over. I think there's a confidence. There's a happiness. There's an excitement. And those things are completely exclusive from saying this thing is over. All I'm saying is the game, like, just ended. Like, right. There should be a moment or two where, as a Knick fan, you can breathe. And we'll go deeper into that mentality for Game 3 and specifically what was said last night, because I did think it was fascinating and interesting. And we'll play you the audio a little bit later on from Charles Barkley and Shaquille O'Neal about the mentality for Game 3. But I'll give you a quick opinion on that, because I agree with you that it doesn't affect the Knicks. I think that what it's in front of you is to put more doubt in the brains of the Boston Celtics. Mm. Because you can't tell me, Teak, I know they won the NBA title last year. I get it. You can't tell me a team shooting performance as ineptly as they have over these first two games in their own building and the way they close right. these games, ineptly as they had, you can't tell me it doesn't get to them mentally.
No, of course it.
And it starts to build.
Because they start to have doubt in themselves and their game plan and their whatever they thought about the Knicks. Now, whatever they and I think a lot of other teams and analysts and talking heads think about the Knicks is being proven grossly wrong. This Knicks team is not soft. Karl Anthony Towns is not soft. Josh Hart is not scared to shoot the ball. Mitchell Robinson is not an offensive liability. All those things that everybody wanted to label the Knicks as, because they were perceptually, for a lot of the regular season, to a large extent, this was true, in that second tier, is proven to not matter. The postseason's a different world, man.
Thank you, bro.
It's just it's always
so
been that.
So the regular season didn't matter.
No, the regular season.
We freaked out over it, and it didn't matter.
Well, the regular season absolutely matters because of especially for this team, with this Knicks team that had Mikhail is new here, Kat is new here. They had to figure out, one, how to play together, but also to understand what Tom Thibodeau wants from them.
You're right. I mean the results. The results did not matter.
Just,
the 0-11.
Get to the postseason.
What does
That's
that,
what matters.
What does that 0-11 mean, guys? We heard so much of this crap. And I know, I'm a Knick hater, and I am. But one thing I'd remind you after any of those losses, and you can't say I didn't, Tommy, was, guys, calm down. It doesn't matter.
Right.
It's a freaking regular season game. Things are different when you get to April and May. Your experiences. And I did not know it would work out this way, but I also said your playoff experiences may change that team once you get to the later rounds. Well, who knew the Detroit series would have the kind of impact it has? So for everyone who screamed 0-11, they can't beat the Thunder, they can't beat the Celtics, they can't beat the Cavs, it didn't matter.
Yeah.
And hopefully in the future we learn from this, because none of it matters as they lead the Celtics 2-0.
Well, as long as they're healthy and as long as they're talented. And that's the one thing that you know. This team is very talented, and this team right now is healthy enough. They say we're not losing to attrition. That's not becoming the issue. And they have a fight about them, which you've seen really for the last couple of years in a Tom Thibodeau coach team. Now, look, he needs this more than anybody, meaning Coach Thibodeau, because we know what the MO is on him. He's a good coach, going to get his team prepared. They're going to fight and play a lot of minutes. Then they get to the postseason, and at some point they're going to fall short. And if it doesn't happen now, for Tom, for Tibbs, when's it happening?
Mm.
You know what I mean? Maybe there's another year. Maybe their window is one or two more years after this. But this has got to happen now for Tibbs. We talk about the players. A lot of this is on Tibbs, and he's getting proven correctly so far in this second round series against the Celtics. And Leon Rose, with the selection of some of these guys that he's brought in here, all these long wings. I mean, that's been the difference. Good rebounding, good defending, and I heard Tibbs say this earlier today, and he's right. That's why they can switch.
Yeah.
You got long
versatile
ass,
defenders you got long allows you to arms. Do it.
Yeah. You can switch.
Absolutely.
You know, I said this a year ago, and I was laughed. I was mocked. I think, I don't want to misquote you, Teak, but I think you said it was the dumbest thing I think I've heard Loogie ever say.
What's that? This is juicy. What'd you say?
When Teak and I were doing a show last year together, the Knicks are the uncrowned champions.
Don't do this.
The Celtics did not beat the Knicks last year in their run to winning an NBA title.
They didn't get a chance to play them.
Because attrition beat the Knicks. And here we are a year later, and I think it's quite clear what I said last year was accurate.
Tommy.
And I could see it in their eyes, the Celtics' eyes. They don't want the smoke.
Not to debate, as Tiki said, and I'll back him up, the dumbest point I've ever heard on Sports Talk Radio.
I believe that's what he said.
Mikal Bridges wasn't on the team last year.
Right.
Karl Anthony Towns, the Knicks last year were different. And I know that a lot of people fell in love with that team. Rightfully so. It was a great run. This team is better. This team has always been better. Now, it took a while for that love to get there because there was a softness issue, in your words, chemistry issues. But last year and this year,
I also said they'd have
different.
The greatest chemistry in the history of sports, a tweet you have read, but now you have somehow lost it in your files. You had it a week ago now, so you can't seem to find
it. I've got it right here.
What I said
it's
last
proving
year.
To be true in the postseason.
Yes, absolutely.
The power of friendship, they will do damage. What I said last year, and it's holding true this year, is this Celtic team. They don't want to get punched in the mouth, and we're seeing it now.
Well,
they're afraid of Mitchell Robinson. They don't
fair,
want to get their hands dirty.
Here's what's fair about the Celtics. And I remember when the Celtics won an NBA title last year, one of the criticisms that they faced nationally was, this is the weakest run to an NBA championship we've ever seen.
Yeah.
And what I said to you at the time was, I agree with that statement, but it doesn't matter. Like, okay, you just have to play the teams that are in front of you.
Of course.
But where your point is lost, and I think you should just move on to this year, because you do have a chance this year, is the Knicks are different this year. They're a very different team on a lot of levels. They're better. They're more talented.
No, they definitely are.
They don't win these games without Mikal Bridges. Mikal Bridges wasn't on the Knicks last year.
Right, and we talked about this yesterday with Sean Grandy, who is our friend Dana Jacobson, or my friend Dana Jacobson's husband, said that this is the most talented team that the Celtics have faced.
And I think it's true.
And he's absolutely right.
This is an incredibly talented team.
And well-coached.
Well-coached, and it's the biggest challenge the Celtics have faced. How will they respond? We'll see. We'll get to more of your calls coming up, 888-808-1019. And when we come back, what are the Celtic fans really thinking? We'll hear from one of the king of Celtic fans in just a few minutes. It's also a Bad Tiki Thursday, so at 4:30, we'll also hear from the ever-controversial Bad Tiki.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.